Researchers recently got the first glimpse of what may be a new species of orca swimming off the southern tip of South America. The animals are known as Type D killer whales. They had been seen in old photographs taken after a mass stranding in New Zealand in 1955. But until recently, scientists had never seen them in their natural state. Bob Pittman was one of the scientists who made the discovery. He's a marine ecologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and he joins us now. Bob, welcome.
Glad to be here, Peter.
So you were a part of this team that made the discovery back in January. Take us back to that day, because you were on a very, very remote part of the planet.
Yes, we're off the tip of Cape Horn, which has some of the nastiest weather in the world. We had a good idea about where we might find these whales based on fishermen reports and photos, but we just needed a weather break, and we had a chartered vessel for, we figured we'd need 3 weeks to get one or two good days of weather, and we had one good day and didn't find anything, and then we had to sit at anchor for 8 days while the wind blew 40, 50 knots,
wow.
And then it cleared up. One morning, and we went out, and there they were.
So you kind of had to break through the fog of seasickness to get through to actually seeing some of these magnificent animals, I imagine, because they had never been seen before by scientists.
For me personally, these photos from 1955 in New Zealand had been around for over 50 years. We knew about that they were still alive from some photos that surfaced in 2005, and I started looking for them at that time, and it was quite shocking to actually see them in the flesh after all these years.
So how is a Type D killer whale different from the orcas that we know, say, that live in the Puget Sound off Washington State?
Okay, well, based on the photos, we knew that they were probably smaller than regular killer whales. They had a much more rounded head instead of being tapered at the front end, and most interestingly, they have a very tiny little eye patch. It's a very different-looking killer whale. In fact, most anybody that's ever seen a killer whale immediately recognizes that this is a completely different animal.
And when you got up close to these animals, you were able to take some tissue samples from them, right? And is that what's going to prove whether or not they're actually their own unique species?
Yeah, we have a crossbow, and we fire these darts that bounce off the whales, take a little slip of skin about the size of a pencil eraser, and the dart floats at the surface, and we pick it up. And we got three of those, and we'll be able to do some genetic analyses and see how Type D killer whales compare with other killer whales.
So what is the debate, or if there is one, about whether or not these represent a new species? Because it doesn't really seem like we're talking about the difference between a chimpanzee and a human being, for instance.
Not only are they very different looking, but most importantly, the fishermen report that quite often they see both types of killer whales, regular killer whales and Type Ds, come into their fishing gear to take fish off. And when they do, the larger regular killer whales drive off the smaller Type Ds and keep them at bay. So this is some important information that shows why Type D can manage to look different than regular killer whales, because they don't socialize with them, and they almost certainly don't interbreed with them.
Type D is not the flashiest name. Can you come up with something different?
Well, we suggested sub-Antarctic killer whale, because that tells us about the habitat that they live in. A lot of killer whales in the southern hemisphere migrate to Antarctica. This type apparently can't handle the cold water. So we suggested sub-Antarctic killer whale, but, you know, you can float it out there and see if it catches on. Somebody may come up with something more poetic.
What does it say to you that you are potentially on the verge of discovering this massive new animal in the ocean that went hidden for so long on the planet?
You know, once we started plotting out where the sightings were, they were down in 40, 50 degrees south. That's the roaring 40s and the furious 50s. It's an offshore animal. It lives in the most inhospitable weather on the planet. It's not surprising at all that this animal went so many years without ever being identified by science. It's a good place to hide a large animal.
Makes you wonder what else is out there.
It does. That's what I think is very interesting about this. If we can find an animal this large that looks so completely different, what else is out there?
Bob Pittman is a marine ecologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, one of the scientists on board the vessel that came across a pod of what could become a new species of orca off the coast of Chile in January. Bob, I've been avoiding references to Moby Dick this entire time, but you are certainly on a mission to find this animal, and you got it. So congratulations, and thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Peter.